Thank you for one more day. Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Yeah. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Yeah.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
In going through this chaotic part, but the right day is Jesus Christ. That's why we made today. That's why we woke up today.
Yeah. Amen.
Celebrate His name. You know, Amen. You didn't have to open your mouth and say anything. You just had to get up. Glory to God. That's celebration. Because the life of God moves on.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Come on and give Him some praise. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Glory to God. You may be seated. Open your Bibles to Timothy. 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 2. That's the only way we're going to make it is hold on to Christ and changing hands.
That's right.
Glory to God. Chapter 2, verse 1. It says, Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangle himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who had chosen him to be a soldier. And if a man also strive for majesties, yet is he not crowned except he strive lawfully. The husbandman that labored must be first partakers of the fruits. Consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. Remember Jesus Christ. It says that in my Bible, but that's omitted. Mm-hmm. It says, remember Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel. Hmm. Wherefore I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even unto bonds, but the word of God is not bound. Yeah. Uh-huh. Therefore I do all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. We're talking about holding on, looking up.
Uh-huh.
I want to add a little bit to it myself. I'm going to entitle this and call it Endure Your Share.
All right.
Paul said, this is Paul writing this letter to Timothy, encouraging him to keep on keeping on, to hold on to God's unchanging head, to hold on to the words that he have learned and the things that he have done. See, you can't stop doing what God has given you to do. You got to keep on doing what you're doing. And when you keep on doing what you're doing, then God will embrace himself up in you and give you more strength and more strength and more ability to proclaim his name in this earth. Glory to God. Because see, we have not arrived in proclaiming his name. Mm-hmm. We just been doing a little foretaste of it. When we praise him and lift him up, glory to God. But I'm here to tell you, you can't rush through this thing.
Come on now.
You got to endure as you go along. You can't hurry God up, glory to God. You got to wait on him to lead you and to guide you, glory to God. Paul is saying, my son, now he's not talking about a natural born son, but he's talking spiritually.
Come on now.
Because see, Paul was never married.
Right.
But he was only married one time. And that was on the road to Damascus. And after that, he kept that marriage going between him and his father.
Amen. Amen.
And he never gave up, and that's what we got to do.
That's right.
Just like our pastor, he's our spiritual father.
Uh-huh.
And he leads us and guides us according to all our Father which is in heaven.
Amen.
Glory to God. Come on and give God some praise.
Yeah.
It says, be strong in the grace. Be strong. Decrease in yourself. and let God increase in you. Decrease in the works of the flesh. Decrease in your trials. Decrease in them feelings and emotions.
Right.
Decrease in that pain and those hurts and those circumstances and the weakness that we go through. And increase in grace, because God told Paul that his grace was sufficient for everything.
Amen. Amen.
Glory to God. I don't care what you're going through, Christ is able to bring you through. But you got to want to go through. That's why I said endure. When you endure something, that means you got to go through, glory to God. Hallelujah. Like I said before, and I always say it, we at the starting gate. But let me tell you something, you got to get out of the starting gate. You can't stay there with salvation.
Amen.
You got to find out who God really is.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's because you read it in Genesis here. He's still God in Revelation. And just because you talk about him in the gospel, he's God in the epistle. Glory to God. Just because you know him in prayer, you need to know him in your weakness. I want to give God some praise. Glory to God. Say, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. It's in Christ Jesus, the one who humbled himself and died on Calvary, rose up again, and now he's exalted, glory to God. And guess what? He's exalted, so are you and I exalted, because Christ in us is still our hope, glory to God, of glory. Come on and give us some praise. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
The pastor's teaching in the corporate anointing class. He's talking about some of those things that we go through. Complaining was one of them. But then when he broke it down, what complaining really is, it's nothing but an act of spirit of rebellion.
Come on now.
Because when you complain, that means that you don't trust God.
That's right. My Lord.
That means that you doubt him. Glory to God. You're complaining about all your circumstances, all your situation, when the scripture says this, cast all your cares upon him, for we know that he cares for us.
Amen.
Glory to God. I got brothers and sisters in the body to Christ, and they can help me materially. They can help me, encourage me in all these things. But what I need, a word with strength, glory to God. I need that word that comes from the Holy Ghost that gives you the revelation knowledge that you can be strong in God and in the power of his might, and you don't have to stay where you are. You can get up and keep on keeping on. Come on and give us a break. I get tired of hearing people complain all the time, you know. I'm not exempt. Might not open my mouth literally and complain, but the complaining goes on up here.
Amen.
The fight goes on up here.
Amen.
The doubting goes on up here.
Mm-hmm.
But also repenting goes on up here. Glory to God. You got to have a will and a desire to serve God. The Bible said he looks on the heart, glory to God. If your heart is fixed on him, glory to God, I don't care how many times you make a mistake. I don't care how many times you fall down, glory to God. But God don't look on the heart and see if it's still fixed on him. And see that your heart is fixed on him and know that he is God in any situation and circumstance that you're going through, glory to God. You increasing grace, which is efficient in all things. I don't know about y'all, but I have a fight all the time, every day. Glory to God. I make mistakes just like everybody else. A lot of people think because you make mistakes and you got grace, glory to God, and you go to God in repentance and and everything is okay, you know, but you got to remember this, that God already know your thoughts before you thank him. He already done looked upon your hearts and see whether or not they are really mistakes, because I'm here to tell you that there are two kinds of mistakes. There are mistakes, and then there are the mistakes that are intentionally, glory to God. See, because you can use those intentionally mistakes, and sometimes you don't even know it. Why you don't know it? Because you're wrapped up, tied up in your circumstances, glory to God, and then you make those intentionally mistakes, glory to God, and those intentionally mistakes is that you complain and don't trust God. That's intentionally, glory to God, when you don't trust him, hallelujah, because you know that he's still the healer, you know that he's still the deliverer, but you're too busy complaining. Those intentionally mistakes that God can't help you, but I'm here to tell you, glory to God, he helped, glory to God, the beginning, he helped the end, he helped in the middle, glory to God. He's still our helper, he's still our keeper, he's still our way maker, he's still our deliverer. He's all of these things, glory to God, and they're all unlimited in him. Come on, give me that praise. Hallelujah.
Come on now.
Jesus had to deal with this stuff just like me and you.
Amen.
He had to deal with it.
Amen.
If he hadn't endured it, then we wouldn't make it.
That's right.
He dealt with all the circumstances, the situation. He dealt with the human first in order to give us the victory over death, hell, and the grave. Thank God he dealt with it.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Because of him, we live. Oh God, because of him we move.
Yes.
Because of him we are in his being. Glory to God.
Amen.
I look like Christ. Glory to God. You say, how you look like him? I'm not talking about my feature, glory to God, but I'm talking about my heart.
Come on,
those cool shine looks like God. Because he's got strength to him, and he's got power and might, glory to God. And I don't care what I'm going through, glory to God. I may fall down, but God will lift me up in hand. And when shake that dust off your feet and keep on down the road, glory to God, to your victory in Christ Jesus. Come on and give it some praise.
Amen.
He overcame. So what you think we got to do? We got to overcome.
Yes, we do.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Remember, we are partakers of his suffering.
That's right. That's right.
But in him, what? We live, move, and have our being. When you're going through these circumstances and situations, Christ is right there to strengthen you. I like that, glory to God. See, it's something else being alone, glory to God. But when you got somebody there that can help you and encourage you, oh, that's more than enough, glory to God. His name is Jesus, glory to God. And God raised up men and women to be there to encourage you, glory to God. See, God don't always talk to you in a small, still voice, or holler at you from afar off, or from upstairs, or down in the basement, and all this stuff. But he'll send a spiritual war person along your way to tell you that you can make it, glory to God. He'll send the pastor, he'll send the teacher, he'll send the apostle, glory to God. He'll send the prophet to tell you to get up, glory to God, and come up out of that cave. Get up and go through the door, glory to God, where you belong. And take my strength and my power and go on down the road and fight that good fight that I put before you, glory to God. This is the good fight God I put in the fire, glory to God. And all we got to do is find out how to fight, glory to God. But to find out, you got to go in and fight. That's the door, so you got to go in the door to find out how to fight the fight. I don't know about you, but I'm in to find out how to fight, glory to God. Not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Not by me. I found it out, glory to God. Every time I try, I fail. Glory to God. But when you trust in God, you'll find out. When you look around, you say, well, how did I do that? You didn't do anything. You just trusted him. That's all you've done. And when you trusted him, he'll guide you. He'll bring you out like God. The enemy think they can close all the doors in your life. They think they see all the doors that God has opened. They can't see all the doors that God has opened in your life. They are invisible, glory to God, because we serve an invisible God. I call on those jacks out. So they can't see the doors that God has opened for you. All you got to do is walk in. But the enemy will stand, glory to When Cain ain't God ain't gonna deliver you. When Cain ain't God ain't gonna take you out. But if you look at the invisible side of it, there's all kinds of doors. If you need healing, just go through, glory to God. If you need a deliverance, just go through, glory to God. If you need some money, just go on through, glory to God. A lot of people try to shortcut this thing. No shortcuts. That scripture says in the gospel, it says they tried to come in at the sheep gate. You got to come in at the sheep gate, but they try to come in another way to say a thief and a robber. Mm-hmm. I'm just paraphrasing, but that's what it is. Thief and a robber. When you doubt God, you're a thief and a robber. When you don't trust him, you're a thief and a robber.
Yes.
I didn't read the scripture. You're a thief and a robber. God got the door open. Just like Jeff Riley's dog. The gate was open. He jumped the fence. Glory to God. God has got the door open. All you got to do is go through trusting in his name. And let me tell you something. God is true and just to forgive you and help you, glory to God. He's a just God. He's a holy God. And let me tell you something, another wise to serve him, you got to be holy also. You say, well, I'm not a God, no, but you're God's child, glory to God. And if you belong to him, then you can be holy, glory to God, because the holiness belongs to him. And if you go out to him, the Father, glory to God, as the Son, glory to God, then you can get the help that you need in this life. Glory to God. Come on and give it some praise.
Hallelujah. Glory.
You can't escape this life. You can't get around it. I sit up many times. I know my wife think I'm asleep sometimes, but I don't be asleep, you know, and then maybe I do be asleep. I don't know. But I know one thing, I'll be fighting. Hallelujah. Lord, I'll be fighting. Because I ain't going to let the enemy take me.
Amen.
Glory to God. God gave me power over the enemy. Even when I'm asleep, when you sleep, you got power over the enemy.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Oh, the Holy Ghost is right there. Glory to God to intervene.
Amen.
And tell that devil that we call the devil. He's not the devil, but he's the father of the liar, glory to God. He's father of all of it, and he's that slanderer, glory to God. But see, the Holy Ghost will tell them, glory to God, that my child is laying here, got more power over you, glory to God. So I command you to leave alone so they can sleep, glory to God, because they got to fight when they wake up in the morning, glory to God. They got another day at hand, glory to God. Be with them always, even until they end. So you leave them alone so they can have their rest spiritually. Glory to God, and physically when they get up, glory to God. That's, you might lay down with your feet hurting, but you get up when you're feeling all right, glory to God. That's because God has ordered your footstep, glory to God. When you step on your floor out of that bed, your footsteps are ordered by God, and they're ordered and they're strengthened so that you go along the way, glory to God. You won't stop your feet and your toes as you go through the day, glory to God, over those circumstances and situations, glory to God. You won't fall down, glory to God, and will not be able to get up, but if you trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and leave not to me to understand the circumstances and the situation, but in all these circumstances and the situation, glory to God, acknowledge him and he'll direct your path. Come on, give me some praise. Hallelujah. He says, Paul goes on to tell him, he said, look, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Why do God want us to do hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ? Because he know we're going to have his strength to go through this life. We got to endure. We just can't sit down and wait for God to take us from this point, point A to point B, glory to God. In order for us to get to point B, we got to get up and endure and press on, glory to God, to get to point B. And lead that point to the next point, glory to God, you trust God. See, God won't let you linger too long from him. He'll correct you Glory to God. Uh-huh. That's why we have these instructions right here to correct you and instruct you and guide you and reprove you, let you know, glory to God, you're not dead, you're alive in Christ, glory to God. So you might as well get up and glorify his name and move on down the road, glory to God. And so you can tell us, like the scripture say over here, glory to God, that you can tell us to other men, that, glory to God, and let them know that they too can become a soldier, glory to God. That they too can fight the good fight, that they too can live, glory to God, that they too, glory to God, can fight with all their heart, soul, and all their mind, stayed up on God, glory to God. A lot of people thank God, well, I can't do that, glory to God. I can't go to church like you go to church, glory to God. They thank God is dead. He's not dead. Huh. Come on now. But they don't understand, glory to God, because they are living, or because Christ is living, they are living, glory to God. It rains on the just as well as the unjust, glory to God. God created the sinner, glory. He didn't create a sinner, but he created him a human being, glory to God. And the human being decided to be the sinner, glory to God. You got your choice. You can be what you want to be. You can be a child of God when he called you, and you can hear him, and he'll answer you, glory to God. But if you want to stay a sinner, glory to God, God will leave you alone, glory to God, because he don't have to come down off the throne, glory to God, to take care of you. The Lord takes care of you, glory to God. Whatsoever man soweth, I tell you also, reap. He shall not escape, glory to God. You're going to face what you plant. Like Pastor Hyde used to say, glory to God, the seed that you sow is the debt that you owe, glory to God. Let me tell you something. You're going to pay that debt in this earth, glory to God, because there's no mess on the other side. Come on, give the praise.
Come on, preacher.
I was listening to him. Sister Martin was talking about spiritual and physical discipline. That's what I got out of it. You know, and was saying, she said she was glad she was married to the pastor. That's good. Because the scripture said there ain't going to be no marriage or giving a marriage
come
in heaven.
Come on now.
So if you are married and intend to enjoy each other, you better enjoy down here while you can. Glory to God. Because when you cross over, glory to God, like she said, we're going to be brothers and sisters. Glory to God. I don't know how we're going to look when we get over. I ain't worried about that. But I can tell you one thing. The scripture said we're going to have the glory of God upon us. I don't know if it said ain't going to be no pictures. Glory to God. We won't need no Cheerios when we wake up in the morning. We won't need that cup of coffee. Glory to God. We'll be complete. Glory to God. We don't need nothing earthly, because nothing earthly cannot reside in heaven. Glory to God. Everything earthly is going to die right here and stay right here in this earth, and when God gets ready for it, it's going to be ashes to ashes and dust to dust, glory to God. If you're married or not here on this earth, and when you leave here, your marriage is going to be ashes to ashes and dust to dust, glory to God. You ain't going to take nobody no place, glory to God, because only Christ can raise them up, glory to God. Only Jesus paid their price. Only Jesus didn't do it so you can endure. Only Jesus made, glory to God, to life eternal again. How that he laid down. He laid it down, he took it up again. Thank God he took it up. When he took it up, he lifted us up. Glory to God. I don't know about you, but I'm glad that he raised up. I'm glad that he walked out of that cave. I call it a cave, they call it a tomb. But I'm glad he walked out of that cave. And when he came out of that cave, glory to God, there was no stone, glory to God, to block him. But he just walked out because he had help and the Father had sent him. The Father sent him help. He said, come and go get my son. Open that door and let him out of there. Because he's going to be glorified one more time. I don't know about you, but you can come up out of that cave, glory to God. Because you got to remember this one thing. If you endure until the end, the saints shall be saved. And you want to be glorified. Come on and give us some praise. Glory to God. Yes. No man that wars and tangled himself with the affairs of this life. Yes. We can say that that's hard to do. Well, that's true. Nothing is easy. But we got to remember whom we have our trust. That's Christ Jesus. If you're not willing to fight, you ain't going to make it. I'm just going to say it like that. If you're not willing to fight, and let me tell you something, I can't get there holding on to my pastor.
Say that.
Glory to God.
Amen.
He know God, and he instilled in us to know God for ourselves. That's the only way you're going to get there. You got to know him for yourself. Glory to God. You can't ride us and tell God, my pastor, he knew you, so I'm coming in with him. Glory to God. If I touch him, I'll be all right. Glory to God. If I touch him, I'll get his anointing. Glory to God. You better get you some anointing yourself. Glory to God. You better get you some word yourself. Glory to God. Because this is your help. Glory to God. And your help comes from God. And when you look under the armor and the finisher of your faith, glory to God, then God will reveal to you what you need to know. Glory to God.
Yeah.
Worthy.
What I meant by that, holding on to somebody else's coattail trying to get in. God gave them what he wanted them to know, and he used them the way he wanted to use them. But that's for everybody. Hallelujah. I found that out. Glory to God.
Amen.
All of them preachers used to come down. I was talking to Pastor Keys. I said, I wanted to preach that, especially one I wanted to preach that. That was Reverend Counts. Oh, man. So I want to preach like that man. God said, you ain't that man. You ain't that man. And the same man I wanted to preach about or like, he called me out and told me exactly what God told me, glory to God, that you are not that man, but you are going to preach the gospel.
Come on now.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But I'm here to tell you, it's going to be God's way.
Yeah.
No way, glory to God. You got to do it his way because what? He is perfect. God is perfect. He can't make no mistakes.
Hallelujah.
He created us. He didn't make any mistake. The man made the mistake.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Wish I could do something about it. But I am. I'm enduring. That's
go.
How we overcome.
Yeah.
Jesus overcame, so we are going to overcome. I'm hurrying along, brother. Hallelujah. Verse 5 says, if a man also strive for majesties, yet is he not crowned except he strive lawfully. Lawfully. Turn over to 1 Timothy. This is a new one for me. 1 Timothy, first chapter, verse 8. It says, be not therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me. Paul's talking about himself, his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. That means that we was already in Christ before the world began. That means that grace was there waiting on us. Glory to God. And when we woke up and realized that who we were and we accepted Christ, we was already in him before the foundation of this world, before Christ ever, God ever stepped out and said, let there be light. Glory to God. The reason he said, let there be light, because he had something to show the world. He had to show his creation. And the one, everything he created was perfect. Glory to God. But then that came along, that one that wanted to be a sinner, glory to God, and he decided to try to change the world, and he messed it up, glory to God. That's why we got all the crime, that's why we got all the killing, that's why we got all the sickness, that's why our food is messed up, that's why we don't have no thing called medicine, glory to God. We got doctors, glory to God, but they are politicians. We got lawyers, glory to God, and they don't know what they're talking about. We got all these things because of the man, glory to God. But the one thing he thought was death, glory to God. But Christ came along and overcame the death, hell, and the grave, glory to God. And now we got life, glory to God. He is our doctor.
Yeah.
He is our lawyer. He is our
Yes.
Come on and give us some praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Whoa. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Verse 6 says, the husband. I like this part. The husband that labor must be first partaking of the fruits. John the 15th chapter. I like John chapter 15. It says that Jesus said, I'm the true vine.
Yes.
And my father is the husband.
Yes.
Or the vine dresser. Or the one who tills the ground. Mm-hmm. He said, my father is the vine dresser.
Yes, he did.
And ye are the branches. That means that we're the sons of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And if I abide in you, what Jesus said, and you abide in me, then we are the sons of God.
Yeah.
I'm paraphrasing. Y'all read that part yourself. The Father sent the Son, first partaker of the fruits. Glory to God. Which was in Christ Jesus.
Come on, God.
Praise God. Hallelujah. First partaker, glory to God. That means he was, let's tell something about the fruit. That was the good tree and the bad tree. Now, he took up everything, glory to God. The bad fruits he overcame, and the good fruits he gave unto us, glory to God. Love and joy and peace and long suffering, glory to God. Meekness and temper. He gave all that to us, glory to God. And he told us, glory to God, behold, I give unto you all these, or I give unto you the keys to this kingdom. And when you bind on this earth, it'll be bound in heaven, because that's where I reign. As I am in heaven, so are you in this earth. And whatever you loose from this earth, so am I in heaven with loosing from the word of God. All you got to do is keep your mind stayed up on him and praise him and give him some glory. Glory to God. Don't worry about the circumstances. You know what we need to do? We need to claim those things for praises and worship. Come on and give us some praise. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen.
The husband himself is divine. Mm-hmm. We are the branches. Mm-hmm. Huh? Mm-hmm. Life in Christ. Mm-hmm. Producing fruit. That is the character and his nature and his ways conformity to Christ. Glory to God. And I'm close with this word.
Yes.
Labor. Labor means something bestowed upon you. Bestowed labor to grow weary, tired, exhausted with toil, burdens, or grief. To labor with wearisome effort, bodily labor. Jesus did all these things.
Uh-huh.
And we are partakers of his labor. So what makes you think you ain't going to hurt? Hmm. What makes you think you ain't going to have some grief? You know we're in the world, but we're not part of this world.
Right.
Because Jesus came along, the light of the world that we walk in. When we walk in that light, glory to God, as he is in the light, then we are the sons of God. Come on, praise God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Paul went on to say these things. He said, let me tell you something. I suffer.
Yeah.
I suffer evil.
Yeah.
Doers, even unto bounds. He said, but the word of God is not bound. that means that we are free. Glory to God. Can't nobody tell you. You're not going to make it, glory to God. But you are free.
Yes.
And God, whom the Son set free is free indeed.
That's right.
So I got a right to this tree of life because Jesus says so.
That's right.
So I don't care how much the dogs bark, they can't bite your glory to God. Go on and lift them up and praise his holy name and tell them that God is still God. He's still all power in heaven and earth. He still made this mess that you did, this earth that you walked messed up and you walking in, glory to God. But he also another one, and it comes through Jesus Christ. If you confide in him, glory to God, you can make it through this thing, endure it every second, every dispensation of time, all the way to the end, so that you can cross over, glory to God, with him. Come on and give him some praise. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Paul said, therefore, I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. See, we're not in this thing just for us.
That's right.
We're in this thing for each other.
That's right.
Because, see, us can't go in without all of the others.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I can't get in, glory to God, until the whole body is ready. And I don't know about y'all, but we are fighting to be a part of that body.
That's right. That's right.
Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I'm tired of this physical body. I'm fighting for that spiritual body with my Father. I'm talking about my real Father, not the earthly body. See, my earthly body, he's gone on, glory to God.
Yeah.
And I'm still here, glory to God. He might be already with the spiritual Father, but I'm trying to make it, glory to God. I'm here to tell you, I'm going to fight like Paul said, glory to God. I'm not going to let nothing separate me from this love. I'm not going to let anything separate me from this word, because this word is not bound, glory to God. It's free, glory to God. It's strength, and it'll bring me through. Come on and give me some praise.
Hallelujah.
Everybody stand.